Kelsey Litchfield reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm here with one of the American Star and Agricultural Placement finalists. First of all, tell me a little about yourself, what FFA chapter you're from, and what your SAE involves.
Hi, I'm Jessica Woodworth from the Monroe County FFA chapter in Burlington, West Virginia. My SAE consists of being placed at Flying W Farms in Burlington, West Virginia. This is a fifth-generation family farm. We sell retail cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, as well as a variety of seafood products. In addition to the protein sources, we also sell fresh fruit and vegetables. I also am contracted to sell produce for MJW Farms. And through my SAE, I've also started working for the Kansas State Meat Lab and had an internship with a local veterinary clinic.
How did you get involved with all these organizations?
I got involved my freshman year of high school with my aunt, Carol Webb, being one of my advisors. And we have a strong group of advisors. We have four advisors, so they've always pushed me to my limits and made me try to succeed in everything I've done. And today, being a sophomore in college, it's really helped when going to college because it's made me want to get out and do stuff and have a strong potential for myself in the future.
What is one thing that you've learned from your SAE project?
One thing I've learned is time management and record bookkeeping, which has definitely helped and will be something I use for the rest of my life.
What is the one person that has been through this process alongside all the way with you?
I actually have two people that have been alongside with me, which would be my advisors and my family. They've all been there. They've pushed me, and without them, I definitely would not be standing here today.
What else have you learned about your SAE project? You're obviously a finalist, so you have a lot of knowledge about your own project.
I've learned different methods of doing things and that there are better ways to do certain tasks than other ways, so I've better developed myself in the way I handle situations.
What was going through your mind when you were named one of the finalists for agricultural placement?
I was completely in shock. I applied at the state level thinking I might have stood a chance at state level winning it and found out I won it state. And when I got the phone call that I won at nationals, I thought it was a complete joke because I thought there was no way in heck that I could be a national finalist.
What do you think makes you different, more unique from all the other finalists?
I think I'm unique in the fact that most of them are working for family farms, and I'm more in a business sales-related setting, and my family farm is just so diversified, I think it sets me apart just a little more.
Do you hope your SAE turns into a full-time career?
Actually, I don't really plan on using my SAE as a full-time career. I'm an animal science pre-vet student, hoping to own my own large animal practice one day, so I'm going to use the knowledge that I've learned through helping with the family business to operate my own veterinary clinic as well as beef cattle operation.
Well, congratulations again, Jessica Woodworth, for being a finalist in agricultural placement.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.